T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ray, we're going to welcome one of our favorite guests. It's the Executive Director of the Connecticut Council of Small Towns, the esteemed Betsy Guerra. Betsy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks.
Thanks, Betsy. Everybody in all 169 fiefdoms have in common in our state is construction on the roads. You can't go anywhere and not have construction on the roads. But for the second time in 3 years, cities and towns haven't received state funding that's needed for the summer road repaving work. Why is that?
Well, the legislature, unfortunately, although they adopted a budget on time, they didn't adopt the bond package. And in Connecticut, Town Aid Road is bond funded now. So unfortunately, that money hasn't been released.
So that all the construction that we see is only on state roads. There's hardly any of it on local roads.
Well, most towns actually have decided to move ahead with local road projects because they don't really have much choice.
Right.
When you're doing road construction, timing is critical. You have to lay the asphalt when the air and ground temperatures are above a certain level.
Right.
So they can't push those off too much. But the concern is, because they have moved ahead with projects, that come winter when they need to do road salting plowing and things like that, they're going to be in a world of problems.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you can't, I think after sometime in the fall, you can't even get asphalt because they don't make it.
Absolutely. Right. That's correct. You can't get it because, again, it's just not going to be feasible to do that kind of work in the colder temperatures. So we really need to move ahead with the road projects now, but it is going to be a big problem come
coming
later
up against
fall.
It here.
Yeah.
And in addition, the Town Aid Road funds can be used for tree trimming and tree removal, which is another big issue in Connecticut that towns are dealing with. So, you know, we're very concerned that the Town Aid Road fund has become sort of a political football.
Of course.
It's just another problem that local governments have to try to deal with, and as they cobble together other funding sources to do what needs to be done. Because, as you know, nice roads are critical to tourism, economic development, public safety.
Yeah, don't forget about us. I mean, just driving, you know, keeping our cars running.
Right. You know. And you can't just blame the Lamont administration because it's the second time in 3 years that this has happened. So this is a Democratic legislature problem.
Well, I mean, you could point to that as an issue, and I think that's a concern that we need to address. I mean, when they moved Town Aid Road funding into the bond package, we were very worried that this was going to happen, that it wasn't going to be something that we could rely on consistently. You know, for years and years and years, the road funds have been released in January and July, like clockwork, and you come to count on that. And you have to adhere to certain bid processes and timelines, so it really does create a lot of disruption in trying to manage our road systems.
Betsy Guerra, by the way, is head of Council of Small Towns. Well, not the head of, but go ahead.
So, you know, we're hoping it's not the fault of the Democratic legislature or the Republicans or anybody, but that they just recognize that, you know, we're in this together. We're all on the same side. We're partners in governance. And they need to understand how this affects their local governments and their citizens.
When you talk to the legislators, what excuse do they give you?
Yeah.
Well, they're in negotiations. That's all we've heard.
Come on.
You know, there is a rumor that it's tied to negotiations relative to tolls.
Oh, of course. Obviously, because everything goes back to tolls.
I see now.
So, and that's the problem. Again, roads, they're our bread and butter issue in towns. It shouldn't be a political football.
Hey, Betsy, let me ask you a question. Though I don't know if Farmington counts as a small town, but they just redid Executive Drive right outside the station here.
Right. It took them forever, but they got it done.
So how did they pay for it? Were they doing it out of rainy day funds? Where did they find the money?
Well, they would have some funding available either from their local capital improvement programs. That funding came out in March, so that was available. They may have some other funding available in their town budget, but they're going to have to make up for it
right.
as they go along. Because from what we're hearing, the small towns spend every dime of their town aid growth fund, so it's not like they have a cushion.
Yeah.
And again, they didn't. Most of the towns that I've heard from felt like they couldn't cancel any road projects because in road work, time is money too. You delay it, and it just ends up costing you more down the line.
Wonderful.
So, you know, they're just cobbling together what resources they have. But it means that they're going to have to take away from some other things.
You mentioned
and they're also prioritized,
right?
So some things may not be as important as others, and they're just going to have to wait on those.
You mentioned with Ray that there's only so long that you can that they make asphalt, and you can do the roads. Is there a drop dead date when if the towns don't get the bonding, they won't be able to do any of that kind of thing, and it's really going to muck things up during the winter months when the roads get bad?
It will, because from what I understand, asphalt has to be laid when the ground temperature is above 50 degrees.
Okay.
And that's different than the air temperature. So you have a couple of cold nights, the ground temperature can be down below 50. That comes pretty quickly in the fall in the Northeast. So
right.
they have to pay close attention to that.
Hey, Betsy, does any of this have to do with Governor Lamont's debt diet that he's been talking about?
Well, it doesn't, because early on when he had announced the debt diet, we actually raised a question as to whether this was going to impact Town Aid Road and the local capital improvement program, another big source of Town Aid, and he said absolutely not. So we were confident that the money was going to be there. We're hopeful that when they do get a bond package that it's the same amount that towns have been relying on, because that's built into their budget.
Okay.
So some towns are worried that they're going to head into the winter and end up having a budget deficit.
Right.
And the only thing they can do at that point is cut other programs or end up looking for a special assessment. And
crazy.
Nobody wants to do that.
It's crazy. Well, you know what? It's just it's discouraging, and hopefully things will get turned around, but it doesn't seem like there's a quick fix on the way. We've been talking to Betsy Guerra. She is the executive director of the Connecticut Council of Small Towns. Betsy, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time this morning. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
If you read the story at ctmirror.org.
Yeah, Faniff.
Well, Faniff wrote it. Yeah. They have a picture of Rudy Marconi, one of our favorite people.
Well, and you know what? I mean, the fact that this all comes down to, where's Rudy Marconi?
There
he is in the bottom picture. Yeah, I saw Joe Rudy. DeLong first. So.
Yeah, we got Joe. Joe's
You know, the bottom line is, this is stupid. Why are you going to be tied to the toll package? Give the towns their money. Let's not screw around with this.
So in other words, you want money for your roads? Oh, well then, yeah, we'll do tolls.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I was under the understanding this is over for this year. But you know what? You never know.
Nope.
These guys can do it. And if you and I scream enough about roads, then they'll probably go, oh, what the heck? Let's just have tolls.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.